Taking the spirit of Dr. King's words to heart, let me ask you, who are the creatively maladjusted among us? They are critical thinkers. The creatively maladjusted focus on a problematic area of society, something to which people of goodwill simply can't be adjusted, with critical thought, examining the history of a bad idea, its branchings and consequences, the better to weed it out, roots and all. They are architects of alternatives, not merely content with tearing down an existing structure. The creatively maladjusted offer alternatives, and are willing to demonstrate those alternatives with good cheer and positivity in public places. They believe that loving and loud public action is the foundation of a true nonviolent revolution. They are believers in humanity. Most importantly of all, the creatively maladjusted resist the pressure to dehumanize any and all of their fellow human beings. They believe in the inherent worth and uniqueness of every one of us, and demonstrate this belief in every action they take. Creative maladjustment is a natural human response to oppression, an organic and highly adaptable way to oppose injustice. Mind Freedom International is a non-profit dedicated to pursuing human rights and alternatives for people labeled with psychiatric disabilities. Creative Maladjustment Week is the brainchild of David Oakes, co-founder and former executive director of Mind Freedom. His many years of networking with other movements for human dignity and social change, and the many speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., inspired him to envision this event for 2013. We feel this celebration has great potential to more fully express Dr. King's persistent questioning of people becoming well-adjusted to the triple evils of war, poverty, and racial injustice. We hope you'll join us in celebrating the creatively maladjusted in the world, the critical thinkers that question and challenge the aspects of society that are sick and work towards healing through loving, nonviolent revolution.